News release. Niagara Regional Police. In February 2024, Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, detectives assigned to the Internet Child Exploitation, ICE, unit began investigation into child pornography offenses committed over Instagram. On January 30, 2025, ICE unit detectives along with the Technological Crimes Unit detectives executed a search warrant at a residence in the city of St. Catharines. As a result of the investigation, several digital devices suspected to have been used in the commission of the offenses were seized and William Gennaro Argueta, 34, of St. Catharines was arrested and is now facing the following criminal code charges. Possession of child pornography X2. Accessing child pornography. Making child pornography available. Argueta was held in custody after his arrest and is set to appear for a bail hearing on January 31 at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse located at 59 Church Street, in the city of St. Catharines. Detectives believe that Argueta went online using variations of the username randomb0y, such as randomb0y. RandomXB0Y04. Online platforms that allow like-minded users to engage with minors, create, share, and store child sexual abuse material, CSAM, are prevalent on the Internet. Offenders who attempt to lure children behind anonymous accounts on different platforms can be identified and will be held accountable for their actions. For more information on how parents and guardians can keep children safe online, click here. The Niagara Regional Police Service is a member of the Provincial Strategy to Protect Children from Sexual Abuse and Exploitation on the Internet and conducts investigations into Internet child exploitation offences in partnership with Ontario Police Services and international partners. This investigative initiative has been made possible by a grant from the Ministry of the Solicitor General. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously are encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information that leads to an arrest. Editor's note: the accused person facing charges is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.